from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. August 22nd. 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Science Alert. New evidence challenges what experts said about working from home. As the recent global pandemic waned and the urgent need for widespread remote work began to fade into history, a new view started to emerge. It suggested remote work wasn't as effective as being in the office, that it hinders collaboration, and that remote workers experience increased feelings of isolation and worsened mental health. But what if we've got this the wrong way around? In a new study published in Frontiers in Psychology, researchers analyzed survey data for more than 7,700 employees at a large health care organization in the southwestern U.S. Next, second from Science Alert, a single blood sample may reveal the biological age of each of your organs. Your birthday tells you how many years you have been alive, but it cannot tell you whether your heart, brain, or kidneys have weathered those years equally well. That's because organs within the same body can show different levels of biological aging. A new study published in Nature Medicine suggests that aging leaves different marks on the microscopic structure of each organ. Scientists have now used those marks to develop a method that may predict which organs look older than expected from a single blood sample. This is not yet a blood test you can request at a hospital. Up next, third from default.blog, logging back into Facebook. I've taken a, I think, reflexively contrarian stance on IUs. I've argued that I art is art, I writing is writing, I companions are companions, and so on and so forth. Part of this is because I really do believe what I say, and I friend is not the same as a human or animal friend, but I don't think they're nothing. But it's also influenced by an oppositional disposition. I have a strong allergy to self-righteousness of any kind. I can't help but think, who do you think you are? Even while holding that these are not necessarily corporations that need defending. And then, fourth from Bryant McGill, cyber terrorism is terrorism. This was not a hacked email account, a partial reconstruction of my handwritten notebook's documents, some of the measures I took to study the attack surface, preserve evidence, and attempt recovery and remediation. Begin with Welcome Cyber Attack Research and Reconstruction Archive, which provides a structured route into the reconstructed notebooks and the systems, technologies, institutions, and concepts they contain. In March 2023, the White House issued Executive Order 14093, prohibiting federal operational use of commercial spyware that poses risks to national security. Next, fifth from Bryant McGill, Modern Artificial Intelligence in the 1970s. Lawrence Roberts wanted 10,000 words spoken by anyone. That was the original ambition when ARPA initiated its Speech Understanding Research Program in 1971. The advisory board he convened, chaired by Alan Newell with J.C.R. Licklider among its members, reduced the objective to something a committee could defend. 1,000 words in a quiet room, by a limited number of speakers, within a restricted subject vocabulary. Self-replication, selection, and the machinery of evolution running inside the systems we call artificial, not as metaphor, but as mechanism companion to the evolutionary roots of Silicon Valley. The previous piece argued that Silicon Valley did not borrow evolutionary theory as a metaphor for mock e-learning. Roberts committed $3 million a year for 5 years and intended to fund a second 5-year program after it. Up next, six from Bryant McGill, Digital Darwinism and the Invisible World of Machine Evolution. It inherited the theory from the ground, from two universities that rewrote it, and from the people biologists, chiefly who built the first practical artificial intelligence. That argument was about who built the machines, and why the builders kept turning out to be Darwinians. And then, seventh from Bryant McGill, the evolutionary roots of Silicon Valley. The Valley did not borrow evolution as a metaphor for machine learning. It inherited it from the ground it stands on, from the two universities that rewrote evolutionary biology, and from a Nobel geneticist who wanted a machine that could recognize life. Also read, Digital Darwinism and the Invisible World of Machine Evolution start with the question almost nobody in the industry asks out loud, because asking it invites an answer that does not fit a quarterly deck. What is all of this actually for? Not the products. The products are downstream and mostly beside the point. Next, eighth from Dead Hidden. Most believers cannot list what they believe. The book 12 Plain Lessons is a 67-page map of core Christian beliefs laid out in 13 chapters. It walks you through birth, security, baptism, and more in a fixed order. Each chapter pulls 151 scripture references, all checked word for word against the King James text, zero mismatches. The author turns theological jargon into everyday language and gives a concrete weekly task. A 30-day plan runs the whole sequence twice, and the back lists 51 terms in plain English. It's designed to be done, not just read. You can download the PDF immediately after purchase or donate to the supporting ministry. The idea is to help you actually know what you believe, not just feel it. Up next, ninth from A Second Opinion, Myth Diagnosis. Is nutrition just about avoiding deficiencies? In today's installment of Myth Diagnosis, Myth, nutrition is simply about avoiding vitamin deficiencies. Truth, the discovery of vitamins transformed medicine and saved millions from diseases like pellagra, scurvy, and beriberi. But it also launched a reductionist approach to nutrition, judging foods by isolated nutrients rather than by their full, robust biological effects. That framework worked for deficiency diseases, but not for the chronic diseases that plague us today, like obesity, diabetes, and my own specialty, heart disease. Diagnosis, tunnel vision of food story. And then, 10th from Carlita Shaw, a glimpse into the dark world of psychotropic technology. Those who have the power, who own 46% of the world's wealth and assets, will never cease their hunger to control humanity. We live in an age where everything has been weaponized against us. The air we breathe, the products we use, the systems we live in, the food we eat, and now even some of the thoughts we think and emotions we feel are not our own. This is a very difficult topic for most people to comprehend, not because it's unimaginable, but because it has become the reality we live in, and it's not something most are ready to face. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.